Three, two, one, and go. We are live. Welcome to the Smash Life Experience Podcast. I am your host, Michael K. Hughes, and today is episode number 7, Flying Solo number 4. So today's episode links nicely from last week's Flying Solo, which was Patterns of Existence, Constructive or Destructive, What is Your Addiction? So, quick rundown for today and what you can expect. First, we've got the lesson, and we'll share a little bit of, a bit of background about what today is about. Then we go into the story, we go deep, we share the learnings and the teachings. And then there's the paradox, as always, there's a paradox, and there's that point where does he make it, does he not make it? Then we go into the invitation, the recommendation, the final thought, and then a call to action. So for today, our sponsors, quick shout out to Worldwide Hospitality Group. They are the VIP experience specialists. They pride themselves in giving and providing peak experiences. They can arrange everything from VIP seats, boxes, corporate, from football, rugby. They just had lots of clients down at Wimbledon, at Queens, for the tennis, horse racing, F1, boxing, MMA, UFC, and they can sort everything from the actual at the event, but also getting to and from the event, whether it's private jet charter, helicopter transfers, yachts, etc., etc. If you would like more information, send us an email on thesmashlife@gmail.com. That is for a 5% discount on any and all orders. So thank you, Worldwide Hospitality Group. So today's podcast, today's show, the lesson today, and we're entitled Be Here Now. Okay, so this is quite a big thing at the minute, I would say, and the goal for today is to raise the awareness and the understanding, hopefully a little bit of education, and as always, you then go and take action and transform. That is what we are about. So the past and the future is where we often live in our minds. However, all that actually exists is right here, right now, right here, right now, right here, right now. Okay, so it's all too easy to forget this, which is where a lot of the mental health issues, which is a massive thing at the minute. I think Rugby League are doing the Wellbeing Week. I don't know if that's this week or next week. So it's a massive thing globally, not just in the UK and America, but globally. The goal is to not be in the past or not be in the future. This is where the depression, thinking about the past and holding on to the past, or thinking too much about the future and being in the future, this is where anxiety, depression, anxiety. The idea is to be happy in the now and then taking action in the now on your visions for the future. Okay, so life is one big game, and we're all here as souls to grow, to learn, to develop, to evolve. And we do this via lessons. So there's two types of lessons. And I got this from Mind Valley, the Code of the Extraordinary Mind. Okay, you've got Satori moments and Kensho moments. Satori moments are awakening through insight. Okay, enlightenment and awakening through insight, through intuition, through connecting the dots, like what Steve Jobs says. Kensho moments are awakening through pain, through something happening, like the universe saying to you, you're just not getting this lesson, and something painful happens, and your brain, you get it straight away. Maybe not straight away, but you get the lesson, okay? So you've got Satori moments through insight, Kensho moments through pain. Now today's story is one of those Kensho moments that happened to me. So back in 2013, I was doing quite well in the strength conditioning world. November 2013, I'd just come off the back of working as the youngest ever head of performance with the Ireland Wolfhounds at the Rugby League World Cup 2013. And I was at a bit of a crossroads in my life. Do I continue with down the strength conditioning path? path as a performance coach, working with high-level athletes and teams. Had a great year that year working with the Salford Reds, well, became the Salford Red Devils, with the academy guys. We'd opened the second performance site for one of the performance centres over on the Wirral in England. Worked with the Team GB Olympic boxing squad, etc., etc. So good things were happening. However, I had this deep down, this burning desire, this passion to go on an around the world trip, to travel the world, to go and see and experience the sights, the sounds, the smells, the flavors, to go meet new people, to go and see what is this life about. So at this crossroads after the World Cup, I made the decision. It wasn't a light decision, but I made it. And on 2 weeks' notice, I packed a bag and I was off on a around-the-world circumnavigation. I always had this dream to go to Thailand and to Southeast Asia, to Australia, to Sydney, the mecca of rugby league, to travel up and down the east coast of Australia backpacking, to go to New Zealand, to do adrenaline-fueled activities, to go to Fiji, relax on the beaches, to go to LA to do the sightseeing and the partying with the stars, to South America, to all the wonders that are down there. And I decided, right, that's it, enough is enough, the time is now. So I was excited, I was inspired, but also, like we spoke about in a previous episode, I was also nervous and fearful. But we transfer that nervous, that fearful energy, we transfer that, we adrenalize that, we transfer it into excitement and into inspiration. So fly out to Thailand, I think it's like 3 days before New Year's Eve, and the goal was to get to Koh Phangan in Thailand, one of the islands, for the full moon party. This is one of my big dreams. I'd seen it on documentaries on TV and on the internet and whatever, heard about stories of people that had been, and I was like, wow, I need to get here. Okay, anyone who's been, you can relate to the excitement building up to going, etc. So we get to, I get to Bangkok first of all, and I just had a relaxing night, first night, just sort of finding my feet, getting over the jet lag a little bit. Went out, maybe a couple of beers, just a little explore, but nothing crazy, okay? Then we get to Koh Samui, which is one of the three big islands. You got Koh Samui, Koh Phangan, and Koh Tao. So we're on Koh Samui, and it's New Year's Eve. Now, fortunately, there was a few guys out there that I knew from my hometown, Widnes, and a few of the guys from Manchester as well. So shout out to all the guys. You know who you are. And we met up New Year's Eve, just for a few drinks, just nothing crazy. Of course, without going into the story too much, it wasn't a few drinks. It ended up with a few more drinks and a few buckets on the beach at the Ark Bar. So anybody that's been to Thailand, of course, you will be able to relate to that experience. Long story short, I wake up next day and no iPhone, okay? So what happens when you lose your iPhone, your best friend, your absolute second hand, third hand even, and it was disarray, panic, worry, fear, all of these, my mind was racing, what am I gonna do, oh no. And basically, the story goes that I ended up making the decision to be without an iPhone for the next 6 weeks. I was traveling around Southeast Asia from Thailand, went to Cambodia, to Laos, to Vietnam, back to Thailand, to Malaysia, to Singapore, to Bali, and then to Perth, Australia, which is when I eventually got the new iPhone. So here is the lessons and here is the stories. What from those first thoughts of fear and oh no, what am I going to do? And maybe put yourself in this situation. What then happened? Well, actually, when that fear subsided, oftentimes what we fear, false evidence appearing real, what we fear when we actually step into the fear and then it dissipates and it goes away, and then you think, what did I ever fear in the first place? So that fear then actually turned into peace of mind and actually into freedom. So instead of being addicted to this piece of technology, this tool, it became who I was, it became my life. So it allowed me, at first it seems like it forces you, but actually you see the beauty in it, and it actually allowed me to be present in the moment. It allowed me to step outside my comfort zone, to communicate with others. When you sat in a hostel or a hotel on your own, you've got a no phone, you've got a choice of either being on your own, or you need to step outside your comfort zone, go and speak to people and connect, build rapport. The beauty is I actually had a great story to share because of the story of the iPhone loss, etc. It also builds your resourcefulness. So being on a trip with little to nothing booked around Southeast Asia, had to go and source out computers and internet cafes and so on to book transport and accommodations. So I think it's Tony Robbins who says one of the greatest attributes that someone can develop is resourcefulness, okay? So that's finding things when all hope seems gone, when nothing seems possible, and finding a way to make it happen. So like I said, it was a great story to tell. I hope that you've enjoyed that. But what it also allowed me to do was to get more done, to go and meet more people, to see and experience more things by detaching myself from this piece of technology, from this tool, from this physical thing. It actually allowed me to be present in the moment, to go and be and do and have more incredible experiences. And I met some people on that trip which are still in touch with now, and great friends that I've met up with in different places around the world. So shout out to everyone who's watching and listening, whether you're on YouTube or the podcast or Facebook. So there's your story, is to be here now. And this is where all the beauty happens. If you're in the past, you're going over the past, that's where depression comes. If you're too much in the future, and this is actually what I shared in episode number one, the first ever Smash Life experience, was I was living in the future too much and not taking action in the now, so this anxiety comes about. So living in the moment, in the present. Now it's funny how this is a kind of a paradox, because I remember so many people saying to me, friends, family, etc., get off your phone. We'd be out for a meal, get off your phone. Oh, I just got to do this. I've got to do this. Like, it's a must. You absolutely must do it. Otherwise, the worst is going to happen. And I just think, whatever, subconsciously, whatever, on your phone, you're missing out on the golden moments, okay? So, here's the paradox. Like a fish lives in water, but doesn't even know it, because it never leaves the water. But one day, the fish jumps out of the water and realizes, wow, there's this whole big wide world out there. And I live in water, how restricted am I? Okay? It's the same with humans. You don't realize that you're doing something until you're out of it. Now, you're going to learn this via one of two ways. Either a Kensho moment, something's going to happen that's painful, or you're going to take this piece of advice, this insight that I'm sharing from my experience, and you are going to take action and transform and do something a little bit differently. Now, by the way, I'm not saying that phones are bad. Of course, lots of people run businesses from phones, whether it be arranging clients in person, whether it be online businesses, whether it be e-commerce, social media, etc., etc. So phones in themselves are not bad, but it's how we use the phone, and is it constructive or is it destructive? Links with what we were talking about last week. Okay, so here is your invitation for the day. I invite you, let's say that you're working for 8 hours, okay? So you're working, so we'll wipe that out, and let's say that you're sleeping. The rest of the time, block out 30-minute blocks for the rest of the time throughout the day. And for the next 3 days to 1 week, write down what are you actually doing in those 30-minute blocks. And I think that this will be an awakening and a bit of an aha light bulb moment. You will realize how much time you are aimlessly wasting scrolling through social media, Instagram, Facebook, etc., the internet, whatever it might be. Now, I'm not saying that that's bad in itself. However, if it's more than 30 minutes or maybe 1 hour maximum, then I invite you to do something different, okay? So here comes the recommendation. It is, of course, Be Here Now, the book by Ram Dass. I'm told, or I believe, that this is Steve Jobs, is one of his first ever books that he read that really awakened him, enlightened him to the fact that we live in two worlds, this physical and spiritual world. So I've personally read it. I've got the physical copy. I've got the ebook, and I've also listened to the audio book as well. Incredible. Okay. Be Here Now by Ram Dass. So if you're wasting 2, 3, 4 hours each and every single day, add that up over a week, over a month, over a year. How much more could you get done with your life? Okay. Remember, we only get one life. So use one of those 30-minute blocks, Start doing a little bit of reading. Start doing a little bit of personal development, personal growth. Start with Be Here Now by Ram Dass. Okay, so hope you followed everything there with the lesson for the day of Be Here Now, the story of traveling to Thailand, the excitement, but then the absolute disappointment, but then realizing actually, is it really that bad? Or was it actually a blessing in disguise that I traveled for 6 weeks around Southeast Asia on my own with no phone, okay? It was a blessing in disguise. The paradox is people have been telling me for weeks, months, maybe years, get off your phone, don't be on your phone so much. And I just thought, whatever. But like the fish doesn't know it's living in water, you don't know that you're addicted to your phone until you have one of these two moments, whether Satori, insight, or Kensho, pain. Okay, so I invite you, 30-minute blocks, block out your time. How much are you wasting and how much is productive? Final thought for the day is, imagine a battery, the little battery icon on your phone, whether it's iPhone, Android, or whatever, and it goes from 100% down to 0%. When it gets to zero, your phone switches off, game over. Okay, now I want to take your current age minus that from 100. So if you're 32 years of age like me, you would be at 68%. That is how much of your life you have left, and there is no recharge option. Let that sink in for a second, okay? Let that sink in for a second. So the call to action for today is, by being on your phone all the time, it's taking up your time, your focus, and your energy. Because where focus goes, energy flows. So if anything today has resonated with you and you would like some help implementing more of these strategies and practices to help you go to the next level, to maximize your potential and become your best, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that you can have it all in life and make an even bigger impact in the world, then we have an online coaching and accountability program to help you accelerate your personal growth and human evolution. Remember, the clock is ticking. The energy bar of your life is decreasing. So I hope that you like today's episode, but more than like it, I hope that you take action and you do something with it, okay? And by taking the action, then you transform, okay? And this is how we go up to the next levels through life. So if you like today's episode, please feel free to share, tag, like, comment, subscribe, etc., etc. YKTD, you know the dance. Quick shout out again to our sponsors for today at Worldwide Hospitality Group. They are the VIP experience specialists. Go check them out. Guys, short one for today, but hopefully impactful. Remember, this is the Smash Life Experience podcast. I'm your host, Michael K. Hughes. Together, we are shifting the global paradigm of human potential and elite performance. Our goal is to educate and inspire so that people take action and transform. This is the next generation of human evolution. Guys, wherever you are and whatever you're up to, thanks and have a great day. Remember, it's nice to be nice. Smash life. Yeah, man. Peace.